So we'll just talk a little bit about the business that's coming in, what it means for Vigo County, and what it means for Indiana's poultry industry, too. Does that work?
Well, thanks, Megan and Brownfield. We're thrilled to be making this announcement with the company itself that Select Genetics, many might know it by a former name, Aviagen, has selected Vigo County for its next, and as we're told, very large turkey hatchery. And the importance to that is that, yes, we have a turkey hatchery here by a competitor, but this coming to Vigo County, I think, lifts up a county that wants very much to grow its entire sector, including agriculture, so good for them. I think the second thing is it brings more diversity to Indiana agriculture. We've been very proud of our turkeys. We're number four in the nation, but I think this continues that upward trend of turkeys from hatchery now to production. And you can't ignore, you know, the end of that line, which is the Boar's Head facility over in Newcastle. So I think it just continues to diversify an industry that's already good and clearly getting even better.
When we look at this type of investment, what does this mean not just for Indiana's ag industry, but the state as a whole and jobs and growth in rural parts of Indiana?
Well, as you know, one of the two parts of my job is to work with agribusiness economic development for the state. And so that's why we were thrilled to work with our colleagues at IEDC and Select Genetics to land this in Indiana, because it was a choice. I mean, they were looking at other states, and we knew that. So to bring it here helps diversify in many ways. Anytime we can bring jobs, particularly a company with 100 jobs, to a slightly more rural county, is a good thing. We have our ethanol plants. We always have lots of production, whether it's turkeys or laying hens, dairy, beef, pork, etc. But in this case, it comes to a county that wanted it and fought for it aggressively, needed it. And again, as I said before, it just continues to diversify Indiana agriculture in the way that we would want. So we're all smiles today.
As we talk a little bit about the growth, does it also have potential to grow Indiana's turkey and poultry sector, which is already fairly high ranking nationally?
Yes, Indiana's poultry industry does very well. Number three in eggs, number four in turkeys. And I don't know that this takes us up into a number three or two spot, but, you know, the trend is up, and we will take that. And furthermore, it's a chance to diversify. You know, we hear more and more about farmers wanting to either expand for profitability reasons. Many times that's to bring a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, or someone else into the family or to the farming operation. And at least at the present time, livestock is proving to be one of those ways. So for this company to land itself here, and I think there's opportunities for them to grow themselves at this or other spots in the state, bodes well for Indiana, and in this case, Vigo County.
We know that the jobs will come in 2018. When will they break ground, and when will the facility, when is the facility expected to be open?
Well, don't know exactly what that is. I think that they probably are hoping that they are up and operating sometime in 18. And they will be letting us know, and we'll be letting you know, because we do want to, in some proper way, celebrate a groundbreaking to give birth to this. There's just been too many people work too hard, so we're hoping for that.
And really a great testament to the state's poultry industry, especially, and great really to see growth after last year's outbreak of high-path avian flu, and then the outbreak again this year, to see the poultry industry expanding.
Yeah, anytime you can grow any industry is a good thing, and the poultry industry in particular, and this turkey sector of the poultry industry in particular. I suspect that Vigo County, one of its major considerations, in addition to the fact that they fought so hard for it, so so let's give credit where credit's due, is that we're starting to see a spreading around of these types of facilities because of the disease issues that we encountered in the last couple of years and that we're now reading about in Tennessee, Wisconsin, and I think even today Alabama announced some low-path avian flu. So they have to be very careful where they site these, and that's the beauty of Indiana being 83% of its land in farms, woodland, and forests. We have a wonderful urban sector, but we also have a wonderful and bountiful rural sector. And in this case, there was enough rural in Vigo County and that part of the state to land this wonderful project. So, yeah, we're going to continue to grow every one of our industries. Today's announcement is a plus for the poultry, and in particular the turkey industry.